And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, PJ, today, filling in for Meg, who's unfortunately out sick today, so we wish her the best and hope she gets back to the studio tomorrow. But in the meantime, the show must go forward, and we have a great one for you. We have Jamie Coffey here from NES Whiting Field. That's correct, yes.
Good morning, PJ. That is correct.
All right.
Thanks for the motivational music coming in.
Absolutely. Love that.
We will take it since we talk aviation, and today we're going to be talking about becoming a pilot. So this was perfect, perfect timing. So,
nice.
Yep, all the best to Meg as she recovers. I fought bronchitis for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. So I understand, you know, I always have a PSA announcement. And so that'll segue into mine. Get a lot of sleep. The holidays are here. Everybody's busy. We've got a lot going on. And I'm telling you, the power of sleep as everybody fights off all the bugs and illnesses and flus and colds this season. So get your sleep. So yep, all the best to her. Hopefully she gets some rest. So, but thanks for jumping in.
Yeah.
And thanks for hosting us again. So
absolutely. So we're talking pilots today.
We are. So I brought a student aviator. So kind of a new one because sometimes I bring squadron commanders, sometimes they're instructor pilots, and a little bit of in between on the leadership side. So this is quite different for us as we're bringing somebody who has started the program and it just happened to work out since he's stashed in my office with public affairs right now while he's waiting for the next portion. So bringing lots of great folks. And then today after Hunter speaks, we've got Katie Prestesater is in the house.
Hello.
So she's our MWR director out at NAS Whiting Field. And we call her the fun boss. She does lots of great things to take care of our sailors and our aviators and our contractors and our civilians and all the personnel that work out at NAS Whiting Field. We are just so blessed to have her and her team. She has an amazing, motivated team that works really, really hard. And she's going to get into that later on.
She looks very proud of them.
Yeah, we just had a wonderful holiday event out in Milton at NAS Whiting Field, and it was absolutely incredible. And when you talk about Santa flying on helicopters and people sliding down slides and ice skating in the middle of a ring in a fitness center, I mean, yeah, we're going to get into it for sure with Katie. So, but first I want to jump in. I want to introduce you to somebody very special. So Ensign Hunter Staines is here. So we call him Hunter. Welcome to the radio show. Thanks for
morning.
Thanks for doing this. We really appreciate it. You know, a lot of folks are real interested about kind of how it begins and how to become, a aviation pilot, how to become a pilot in the military, I should say, in the United States military. And it's a little bit different for each branch of service. So today we're talking all things Navy, right? And you are technically a student naval aviator, correct? So we say SNA.
Yes, that is correct. Because
everything's got an acronym, so I guess you have an acronym as well.
Yeah, so SNA is absolutely correct, and at OCS, at least for the Navy side, you get to pick your designator before you actually go to OCS.
Okay, and tell us what OCS is.
So that's Officer Candidate School.
Okay.
So that's pretty much our basic training.
Gotcha.
Pretty much that process kind of looks like talking to your OSA, which is your officer or officer selection officer.
Okay.
They kind of make a package for you. They send you up to a board, and you have a chance to be selected to actually go to OCS. For me, I kind of tried the Marine Corps side of things first.
Yeah.
Things didn't work out. And the Navy was kind of fast on the pickup.
Yeah.
After I got talking to them.
We'll jump into, because I'm so curious as if you've always wanted to fly and kind of like your process getting there. But first things first, where are you from?
I'm from Tennessee originally, but I do have a military family, so I've been a little bit of everywhere.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're also unique in the sense that you're already a dad. If,
I am.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about your family.
So I got married in 2023.
Okay.
Before Way to I, remember that. Way to remember that.
takes me a minute sometimes. But yeah, so I got married in 2023 before I even really got into the military.
Okay.
Had my first daughter right before OCS.
Okay.
So when I left, she was just turning 3 months. I didn't get to see her again until close to 7 months.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was great. And then here recently, I just had my second daughter.
Awesome. Now, how old is she now?
She is 3 months.
So you have two babies under the age of two, or well, I should say 1.5, because you've got 1.5 and a 3-month-old.
Oh, yeah.
You're a girl dad.
I am.
You're a girl dad, and you're also in the middle, in the thick of it, for aviation training. This is incredible. So that kind of makes, it's just an interesting story, as we used to see more of a traditional route with students coming from right out of college, or the academy, or OCS. And then they start that training process, and they're in the pipeline. And once in a blue moon, you would get married folks, and then once in a while, a baby here and there. But we see it more and more, where you're able to try to balance. So I can't even imagine what it's like for you to balance. But balancing being a girl dad, being a dad, a husband, supporting family, and being there, but also focusing on your training as well. Wow, that's incredible. Okay, so walk us through what you have done so far in your process to become an aviator after graduation.
So graduated from OCS.
Okay.
Got sent down here with a week's worth of time to try to get settled into Pensacola.
Wow.
Waited 3-4 months, got picked up for NIFE, which is the Naval Introductory Flight course that we have to do.
Okay, so that's kind of like the first section of
yes.
what you have to do.
Yeah. So pretty much what that looks like is you have ground school,
okay.
which is all your academics, pretty much teaching you basics of aircrafts, how they work, the systems mm-hmm. or that go into aircraft, the principles of flight,
okay.
Flight rules, regulations.
That's
navigation.
At NAS Pensacola,
yes.
right before you come to Whiting. Okay.
Yes. After you pass ground school, they'll send you over to two different airports. You have Pensacola International and Jack Edwards.
Okay.
Where you fly the Cessna. They'll give you about 7 flights. And that's pretty much your first introduction to actually flying.
Okay.
Which is awesome.
What was it like flying
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I'll say those aircraft do not like to be on the ground at all.
Yeah. Okay. So kind of like, walk the audience through that. Are you in the front seat of that aircraft? You're loading in. Are you in the back seat? What's the ride like? Where do you go? Like, what kind of like walk us through that experience?
So you originally get into the Cessna. It's
yep.
you, one other student, and an instructor pilot. You kind of get thrown straight into it. So the
wow.
instructor pilot, for at least my first ride, I decided to sit in the back. I wanted to kind of gauge how everything
yes.
was. Instructor pilot takes you up, shows you the maneuvers that they want you to do, kind of teaches you the principle of steady flight, and then he hits you with, hey, you got controls. Have fun. So
cool.
You get thrown straight into it.
Yeah. It's, and I think for everybody at home too, it's so different than flying commercially. What is it like to be in such a small, is it relaxing up there or is it super loud? What is it like when you're in such a small aircraft?
Well, you have your headphones on, so
okay.
it's not terrible. And that's also how you can hear everyone else in the aircraft and hear tower. While you are flying, it kind of depends on the day. That's
yeah.
why we kind of get into weather a lot. I will say my first few flights were rough. Just like turbulence isn't bad in Pensacola when
okay.
especially the time I was flying, but those small aircrafts, it's the
yeah.
slightest gust of wind's going to take you.
Yeah, you feel everything. And the same thing with rotary. And we'll get into that. We'll get into rotary, which helicopters. So which you're going to be a helicopter pilot. So yeah, we'll definitely jump into that. So I'm going to bounce back and forth a little bit. So now Are you the first one in your family to serve in the military, or can you kind of walk us through some of that legacy?
Yeah, so it goes back a while, but to kind of keep it short, my grandpa was an Army vet. He was in Vietnam. My dad is a retired Master Guns, and my brother was Army for a bit too.
Okay.
So I am the first in recent history to be Navy.
Okay.
And first officer from what I'm aware of.
Okay. Very interesting to kind of see you follow in some of the footsteps there of some of the family members and then your brother as well. Now, are you a younger brother or are you the older brother?
I'm the middle child.
You're the middle. So Army, but Army brother was first.
Yes.
And then now Navy. Oh, I can't even imagine. Did you guys call each other for the Army-Navy game? Can we talk about that game? Okay.
So sadly, I did not get to. My brother actually passed in 23, not too long after my wedding. But
yeah,
but I definitely would say Navy won.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Absolutely. It's just interesting to hear your background and knowing that you have family members that have served and now you have decided to serve as well. Okay, one more question on that side of the house. Do we have to go to break first, PJ?
So we'll take commercials and then we'll come right back. If you want to queue up the question, you can do that.
Yeah, so I'm
But don't
curious.
Answer.
Yeah. I'm curious what inspired you to fly and why you chose Navy or why you chose aviation and to become a pilot.
Yeah, actually, I had that question for you, too. So we'll be back right after this. News Radio 92.3.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, the Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on the Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Calling all nonprofits. If you serve Escambia or Santa Rosa County and could benefit from a grant of $100,000, Impact 100 invites you to a Link and Learn workshop on January 27. I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola, and we've awarded over $18 million to organizations right here. To register for this free workshop and learn more about grants, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org. That's Impact100Pensacola.org.
Join Ashna Navant Health 65 Plus tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing the many benefits of coming to Ashna Navant Health 65 Plus, your local primary care clinic for the 65 Plus community. You'll hear about the classes offered, like cooking, exercise, and more, with two Pensacola locations on 9 Mile Road and Mobile Highway.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg today. She's out sick. I am joined by Jamie Coffey from NAS Whiting Field, and we're talking to Hunter, who's telling us about his journey in the military so far. And the question I believe that we left off on was, what inspired you to become a pilot?
Yeah, so what really inspired me was, I saw a cartoon dog by the name of Snoopy.
Love and it.
That was really my go-to for aviation. Which is great, but originally I did want to do intelligence, but when I was working the Marine Corps side of things, they offered aviation, and mm-hmm. I just so happened that when I went Navy, they had the same opportunity for me.
Well, I think that's your call sign right there, just so you know.
100%.
In the future, you're Snoopy.
PJ, we were in the same page of music. I just said you are Snoopy inspired, and that's definitely going to have to be a call sign in there. thanks for sharing your story today. It's our pleasure to host you and to tell your story. It's absolutely amazing. We wish you luck in the next section of training. And going into copter, which we didn't even have time to get into. And next time we'll get into copter training, where you streamline and go, you skip T6 and go right into helicopter training. So so excited to hear what you're going to do. And we'll have you back on and kind of talk all things helicopter training next.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks again. Okay, so let's jump in with our fun boss, with Katie.
Hey.
Katie, a lot has been going on the MWR so side. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about what's been going on in December
With all the holidays. Well, Santa did fly in, technically, wink, wink. He flew in, landed way far away, and we brought him in via fire truck. Thank you to our fire team for bringing him in. So him and the Grinch, but thanks so much to HD18. They were on, just ready to go up until the last minute. So
it was weather, right?
It was weather. It was
everything.
Literally the ceiling was behaving. I learned so much this week. So the ceiling was actually behaving like it was, I think it was right at the sky is also called the ceiling apparently. And so it was looking good. And then right at the clouds just opened up and it downpoured. But we had an amazing event through so many sponsors and their graciousness. We were able to host a wonderful event. So this year it was Jingle Bells and Silver Screens. So we highlighted every Christmas movie, character meet and greets, activities. We pivoted and put an entire activity in the gymnasium. So we had this gymnasium high polar bear slide. It was magical, and it was really fast. Quality assurance test. I just want to say, everybody, if you want a fun degree, go get a degree in recreation, and then when you are almost 40, you can be like, sorry, I need to test out that bounce house for quality assurance. And no one judges, no one blinks. So career opportunities, flying, bounce house testing.
Oh, that is so fun.
And then we had an ice rink, only one injury, so I'll take that.
Right.
Snowball fights inside. Blue Anchor Bells, they came out to sing for us.
Love them.
So I was a little stressed with this event. And then as the event went on, I said, something magical is happening. And we had over 1,300 people show up, all packed inside.
Wow.
Luckily, I don't think we had a lot of sickness spread because my entire team is still healthy.
Good.
But this was all put on, again, thanks to our generous sponsors, but also thanks to our team. I mean, every single person came up, showed up. We had just all of these lovely stories of happiness and joy and what these 3 hours did. So
shout out to your team.
Shout out.
I have shout out to the NES Winding Field. Yeah, MWR.
Like, they are my amazing humans that I'm so grateful to work with every day, and they just like their energy and creativity and their ideas and their pragmatism, all of their skills combined to make one, like with our powers combined, we are MWR at Whiting Field.
You guys
we need
make
rings.
Magic happen.
We need rings.
That team makes magic happen.
They do.
I watch it happen all the time.
All the time.
You guys are incredible.
Right now, I did get us to the library. Apparently, is at a 63 degrees right now. So that's talking. I was like, yeah, keep talking. I've got a 63 degree library.
Oh no!
But good news. That's a good temperature for bucks. So,
right.
But yeah, so it's been a great year. And then we have so many other things going on. Right now we have our 12 Days of Fitness, so you can come out and do GroupX and get some points and get rewards. Absolutely, we want you working out in your ugly Christmas sweater.
Love
Ew.
It.
Yeah. And then we want you working out in your ugly Christmas sweater. We have our winter reading happening. So up until January 31st, log your reading points in Beanstack.
Yep.
And then we're going to start getting ready for the new year. So I do want to remind everybody, come get outside. Come join us. We have our run club. We have our fitness center, Airedale's Recreation Center. We have an indoor playground. Whiting Park will be open. But we are going to close for the holidays for Whiting Park just because the weather does get real finicky over the new year.
Yeah.
So we'll see you in January. But once you're come outside. We have a brand new playground. We're going to be expanding that playground in 2026.
Yay.
So just some cool things. We're going to be expanding our recovery room in 2026. We can't wait for y'all to see that. So great things coming with MWR Child and Youth Programs. We'll be opening their playgrounds too. Oh my gosh. So it's just a litany of great things happening in the program. And all of this happens because we have awesome external partners and we have amazing internal community at NAS Whiting Field with the squadrons, the operations teams. Our triad is super supportive.
Yes.
And of course, those 110 wonderful human beings I get to work with every day. So
I see you also have the Santa shootout.
We do. Oh my gosh. Thanks for bringing that up. Yep.
Yeah.
So come to the gym. We have prizes. I think this year we're giving away a ham for turkey. For the turkey toss, we gave away a turkey.
I love it.
So it's just a lot of fun. There's something for everybody to do. If you're a pickleballer, you know our pickleball court is always ready to go.
Awesome.
And then just things to look forward to. So again, we just want to say thank you so much to all of our customers this year. They've been amazing to us. And we hope that you all have a good year. I do want to share one thing.
Yep.
My group X coordinator, his name's Joey, and Joey's amazing. And he was teaching Mission Nutrition, and he was saying that you can have a protein Snickers bar because there's protein in there.
Just saying.
All right.
Just don't have 12 of them. Okay. So everything in moderation, but do go have that Christmas cookie. Go have that treat without guilt.
You
all right.
Have the sweet treat.
Sweet treats.
All right, right back at you. Thank you for everything that you do for supporting our war fighters. We couldn't do it without you.
Thanks, Jamie.
Okay, we'll be right back. News Radio 92.3.
Ballet Pensacola presents the return of the beloved holiday classic, The Nutcracker. And Debbie Janae, the choreographer and academy director, and Trevor Williams, the Nutcracker Prince, are the guests on Pep Talk today at 10. This year's Nutcracker has all new choreography, new costumes, and a production that Pensacola can call its own. The Nutcracker, December 19th through the 21st, for five performances at the Sanger Theater. Tickets are at the box office or online at Ticketmaster.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day. It's a Pensacola Christmas tradition, celebrating local voices and warm spirits. Hear local choirs, symphonies, and musicians playing their favorite holiday music. A Pensacola Christmas concert starts 6 p.m. Christmas Eve right here.
Brought to you by Howard Young Flooring on News Radio 92.3.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Congressman Jimmy Patronis about the efforts to get the Coast Guard training facility to come here. Grace McCaffrey, a local Hispanic activist, raises concerns about profiling Hispanics in Santa Rosa County. Miami Herald and the Tampa Bay Times revealed that it wasn't $10 million that got used by the DeSantis administration to fight the amendments, but $36 million. And a fascinating squabble over road access by the Flamingo House on Garson Point Road. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today, and with me is Jamie Coffey from NAS Whiting Field. We have about, 35 seconds left, so we can just kind of wrap the conversation
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having us, sharing some Whiting news. We are in the season of squadron change of commands, VT6, VT2 shoutouts for their recent change of commands. And we also had our 34th year consecutive for Tree City USA participant, those supporting Arbor Day Foundation. So we planted a tree in our little Wiggly Field dog park. So doing all the things this Christmas season, this holiday season, and still training war fighters. So thanks again for letting us scream the Navy message from Military Aviation.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here.